Hi, I'm Fred Cast, and welcome to Jazz New Orleans here on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Every Friday night at 8, 2 hours of the best jazz from the last 70 years with a strong accent on New Orleans and an extended conversation with our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week. This week, that is with trumpeter and vocalist Greg Stafford, who was about 19 when he first met Danny Barker and joined the Fairview Baptist Church Brass Band.
He would introduce us to different trumpet players. He'd bring records, different saxophone players, Coleman Hawkins and Ornette Cobb. He just let us listen at some of these guys and study how they approached the music. And then he would talk about clarinet players, New Orleans, Louis Cottrell, George Lewis. You know, and he was just exposing us to the music and showing us the difference between New Orleans jazz and modern jazz.
Lots more coming up from Greg Stafford in about 45 minutes here on Jazz New Orleans. Last night was All Hallows' Eve. Today is All Hallows' or All Saints' Day. Tomorrow, All Souls' Day. It's the time when the veil is the thinnest between this world and the next. Don't slip through. Stay with us. For great Halloween music from Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. This one is written not by John Hendricks, who wrote much of their material, but by Dave Lambert. Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, Halloween Spooks.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. Wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Dave Lambert's Halloween Spooks, Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross on Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org, New Orleans Public Radio. Hi, I'm Fred Cast, and thanks for joining me for Jazz New Orleans tonight, with more in the spirit of the season straight ahead here on Jazz New Orleans. Jazz New Orleans is made possible in part thanks to the generosity of anonymous New Orleans music lovers. And the music lovers at Snug Harbor Jazz Bistro, 626 Frenchman Street. Complete schedule information available at snugjazz.com. A while back, a residency at the Artist Colony on the Algiers Coast on the West Bank, a studio in the woods, really got Dr. Michael White's creative juices flowing. He composed a slew of great new tunes. This is one that fits our mood tonight here on Jazz New Orleans. From Dancing in the Sky, Algiers Hoodoo Woman.
Thank you. Back to back. Belly to belly. Yes, my friend. Back to back. Belly to belly.
Say, ha!
It was a zombie jamboree, took place in the New York cemetery. It was a zombie jamboree, took place in the New York cemetery. Zombies from all parts of the island, some of them were great Calypsonians. Since the season was carnival, oh, they got together in Baccarat. They were singing back to back, ooh, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, stone dead already. Back to back, oh, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. One female zombie, she wouldn't behave. See how she's dancing out of the grave. In one hand she's holding a quart of rum, the other hand was knocking a conga drum. You know the lead singer starts to make his rhyme, while the other zombie is rocking in time. One bystander, he had this to say, it was a trip to see zombies break away. And they were singing back to back, ooh, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, ooh, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. And they were singing back to back, ooh, oh, oh, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, on, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. Back to back, everyone we sing back to back, and belly to belly, then back to back. One, two, three, four, yeah. What a zombie jamboree, from Times Square to the Statue of Liberty. Uptown, downtown, zombie jamboree. Ooba, 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 yeah, yeah. There's a high wire zombie between the World Trade, a King Kong zombie on the Empire State. But the biggest zombies, Tokyo to Rome, the zombies who call this city home.
Ha! What they do? Ha!
Back to back, ooh, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, oh, oh, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. And they were singing back to back, come on, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Back to back, ooh, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree. We do the limbo. Back to back, ooh, oh, belly to belly. Well, I don't give a damn, cause I'm stone dead already. Yeah. Back to back, come on, belly to belly. It's a zombie jamboree.
Thank you.
Astral Project with Steve Mazakowski's Voodoo Bop, title tune from that fine CD, and Rockapella with the early 50s Calypso Zombie Jamboree. There's a hit just waiting to be recycled by some savvy producer or entrepreneur. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Thanks for joining me for Jazz New Orleans here on 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. With something from New Orleans bass man Peter Harris's new CD, The Jackal, forthcoming. Also, Larry Siebert and his fine quartet play the music of Berg, Louisiana composer Jerome Thériault. And right now, Alvin Batiste from his late CD with a very spiritual reading of When the Saints. Thank you. Roy Clark, Joe Pass, from their collaboration on the music of Hank Williams' I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. Wasn't exactly planning on it, but hope is slow to die. In New Orleans Bass's Peter Harris from his new The Jackholes CD with an Oscar Pettiford tune, Bohemia After Dark, which served as the title tune for a Kenny Clark LP back in the 50s that helped introduce the Adderley Brothers, Cannonball and Nat, to the national jazz audience. Jazz New Orleans, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. Very nice to have you along, just right at a quarter hour away from our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation with great New Orleans trumpeter and vocalist Greg Stafford. Jerome Terrio is a Berg, Louisiana composer and saxophonist with a pile of great tunes that have had little exposure, but they're beginning to get it now with this terrific CD by Larry Seabreth and his quartet, Jay's Dream, the music of Jerome Terrio. From that, here's the title tune, Jay's Dream.
Thank you.
Joe Henderson from his simply and aptly titled Big Band with his own Recordame, one of his earliest tunes that he kept playing throughout his career. Jazz New Orleans on New Orleans Public Radio, 89.9 WWNO, WWNO.org. Hi, I'm Fred Caston. It's time now for our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week extended conversation with great New Orleans vocalist and trumpeter Greg Stafford. Greg Stafford spent a significant part of his childhood in the uptown neighborhood of Central City.
That's where all your Masonic parades started at Shakespeare Park, all the church parades, Eastern Stars, Elks, Knights of Pythias, Oddfellas. Just about every other Sunday there was a parade in that community when I was growing up.
Came time for high school, Greg Stafford had moved downtown, but hoped to go to school uptown at Walter L. Cohen, where, on account of overcrowding, he was having a hard time getting permission to enroll.
The principal noticed me. He says, "Hey man, what are you doing in the office every day?" So I said to him, "I'm trying to get in school." He says, "What do you mean you're trying to get in school?" I says, "Well, I've been waiting for 6 weeks to get a permit and get in school." So he checked my records and noticed that I was a AB student. He says, "Oh, we're going to enroll you today because we have people who are enrolled and don't want to be in school. And here you not enrolled and trying to get in school. So we're going to make a way for you." So he looked at my schedule card and he says, "Well, look, unfortunately, you can't enroll in the industrial arts because that class is closed out. It's overpopulated." You know, I'd always did well with my hands. I was drew pretty good and I was making good grades in industrial arts and drawing, mechanical drawing. So he says, "So you have two choices. No, you have one of three choices, instrumental music, vocal music, or home economics." Home economics?
No this way. This was not going to play well in the neighborhood, right?
You know, normally that's a girl's elective. So I says, "Well, I don't like wearing choir robes, so I'm going to try maybe instrumental music." So he says, "Okay, well, you take this and you go home and get your mother to sign this." So as I was walking out of the office, the band instructor, he happened to be in the office at the time. So he comes up behind me and he says, "Open your mouth and grit your teeth like this." I said, "I'm looking at him," and he says, "What's wrong?" "Grit my teeth." He said, "Yeah, grit your teeth. Just do what I say." So I did it. He says, "Yes, you're going to choose instrumental music." I says, "Well, I have to check with my mother on that." You know, and for a number of years, I always wanted to become involved in music, but my mother, she kind of had this notion in her mind that I would become disinterested in and she'd waste her money. So I says, "Well, look," I said, "I have to get my mother to sign the consent form." So I left school that day, and when I arrived home, my mother, she was waiting. "So did you get in school today?" I said, "Yes, I did. I was able to get in." I says, "But I need you to do something because I don't have an elective at the moment." So the band instructor asked me would I be interested in music. "Oh, no. I don't have no money to pay for no horn, so you can just scratch that." So, but the band instructor had informed me that he would be willing to give me an instrument. So I told her that. She said, "No, I'm not going to sign anything like that because if you lose it, I'm still responsible for the instrument." So I was a little upset. And I went back to school the next morning. So the band instructor, he was standing in the office waiting for me. I says, "Well, look, my mother don't want to sign the papers." He said, "Well, why would she sign?" I says, "Because she feels that I'm going to lose the instrument and she's still going to be responsible for paying for it." He says, "Tell her don't worry about the instrument. No, if you lose it, don't worry about it." So I thought, wow, that's great. I go back home. My mother says, no, I don't want to hear that. You're not going into instrumental music, and furthermore, that's that. So I cried like a baby all night long. next morning, you know, my mother was working at Woolworths at the time, and she would get up like maybe 4:30 in the morning, and she would be leaving out the door around 6. So she got up early, and she came, touched me. She says, look, I'm going to sign this paper, but you tell it, man, I don't want to be, I'm not going to be responsible if you lose the instrument. So went to school, and that began my introduction into the wonderful world of instrumental music.
Greg Stafford worked hard and developed quickly. He was invited to join the Cohen Band after just 1 year of instruction, and pretty soon was picking up work with several uptown brass bands, including the legendary Doc Pollen Band. He enjoyed playing immensely, but didn't initially consider music as a potential career.
It didn't occur, it didn't come to me to look deeply into becoming a professional musician until I met Danny Barker. You know, because in New Orleans, you know, we tend to take things for granted. You know, we just go on about our normal business. And, you know, watching the parades and playing those church parades, those benevolent society parades, you know, I didn't look forward to this becoming a career. But then when Danny Barker came on the scene and when I met him, you know, it was through his preaching and lecturing about how deep the music was and something that we should be trying to preserve as youngsters. And he was there to present that opportunity and give us some conscious insight of what the music was about.
Greg Stafford was 19, going to college and working the late shift at a 24-hour restaurant on Bourbon Street when he met Danny Barker. The connection came through one of his regular customers at the restaurant, New Orleans musician Showboy Thomas.
There were a lot of other people who came in. Pork Chop, Kidney Stew, the chief of police, Jerusalem. All the police would come through. Louis Prima came through. El Hertz Club was just one door down. He would come in. And, you know, I met a lot of entertainers, a lot of workers working at that place. So when Showboy came in, we get in the conversation one night. He says, because I told him I was playing the trumpet and working with the brass bands uptown. And so he says, well, look, there's a guy up the street works with me. He's a banjo player, Danny Barker. He has a young church band, a group of guys. And maybe you ought to meet him and see if you get involved with his little church band.
Two nights later, Showboy Thomas brought Danny Barker to meet Greg Stafford. And Stafford right away joined the Fairview Baptist Church Band, where such now prominent New Orleans musicians as Leroy Jones and Herlin Riley were already being mentored by Danny Barker.
Nights when we would rehearse, he would introduce us to different trumpet players. He'd bring records, different saxophone players, Coleman Hawkins and Ornette Cobb. He just let us listen at some of these guys and study how they approached the music. And then he would talk about clarinet players, New Orleans, Louis Cottrell, George Lewis. Tell the trumpet players, listen at Percy Humphrey, Kid Sheik, and Kid Howard, there's Lee Collins, and he was just exposing us to the music and showing us the difference between New Orleans jazz and modern jazz and swing. So he was really, you know, teaching us about all different styles of music, different genres, and but with more focus and attention on New Orleans music.
Greg Stafford learned Danny Barker's lessons very, very well. He's toured the world playing and singing great New Orleans jazz, passing those lessons on to new generations of listeners and performers. Here is Greg Stafford with his longtime musical colleague, Dr. Michael White, from Michael White's Dancing in the Sky. Just a little while to stay here. Thank you.
just a little while to stay here. We got just a little while to stay. Oh, just a little while to labor in a bed that's always gray. Oh, soon our troubles, they will be over in this long and sinful world. Oh, just a little while to stay. Just a little while to stay. Now just a little while to stay here. We got just a little while to stay. Oh, just a little while to labor in a bed that's always gray. Now soon our troubles, they will be over in this long and sinful world. Oh, just a little while to stay here. Just a little while to stay.
Thank you.
Our Jazz New Orleans Player of the Week, Greg Stafford, in the company of Dr. Michael White from Dancing in the Sky, Just a Little While to Stay Here.